It is Clicks Radio and Simply Red Stars. Welcome to it. If you're listening to the podcast, of course, you don't get the music. You just get me blabbering on for the next how long it's going to take. But yeah, if you listen to it through Spotify, through the playlist I organise every single week, you will get the songs, including this week, Simply Red just there. Hall & Oates on the way on today's show. Plus a flashback with Small Faces coming up from 1968. It's on the way on today's show. We're going to do the news first. This week, because there's such a massive amount of things to get through with the hacking, I'm going to do the majority of the hacking stuff will be the majority of the show, but we'll do the news quickly now to get it over and done with. That way you know what's going on in the world of technology. And yes, hacking has been the item of the week after the Prime Minister said on Friday that the government itself was being attacked by a different state. Details on that come up today's show. But Lines, the makers of Forex and Tui's, plus other brands of beer, as well as dairy farmers and Pura Milk, have had a second successful hacking attack against them. Now, the first one, there were claims the attack was unsuccessful, but the hackers reportedly responsible have now posted evidence of the hack, including confidential files for the company. The hackers demanded more than $1 million. I feel like I should be Dr. Evil there. $1 million. And they're using, to do it, they use the R-Evil crypto locking tool. So it would almost certainly have been a case of somebody who works for Lyons Brewery actually got an email. And by getting the email, opened the attachment, hoping it was something to do with work, one would hope anyway, and ended up with the crypto-locking virus getting on the computer system and locking a whole stack of the business's files. Prior to doing that, though, looks like it actually sent files to the hackers involved. That hacking has no connection whatsoever with the hacking that involves the government. They're two separate things. But this is the second attack on Lyons in less than a year. So hopefully the person who did the first one, who actually fell for the hacking for that, wasn't the one for the second one, because if they were, I don't see them working for Lyons much longer at all, to be honest, for that one. And don't be surprised now in the near future if you get a message from Flash to say, uninstall me off your computer. Adobe, the makers of Flash, the programming language, have said back in 2017 they'd be killing off Flash at the end of this year. Now, to ensure you're kept as safe as possible, Adobe has said they're going to be making the Flash program actually tell you to uninstall it off the computer. Now, there are still lots of websites who use Flash to do animations and games and bits and pieces. So those websites have to try and move themselves off of Flash onto a different system pretty soon, actually, because by the end of this year, by the 31st of December this year, Flash will no longer be supported at all. No updates, not safe, not trusted at all. And for the time being, Adobe is looking to try and get people to take Adobe Flash off their computers to keep themselves as safe as possible. Now, after releasing an update this month, a little bit earlier, Windows 10 users noticed old printers just suddenly stopped working. Now, it took Microsoft 2 weeks to work out what they had done. Yes, Microsoft themselves, with an update to Windows 10, broke people's printers from working properly. If you had a different version of Windows running on a different computer, you actually could still print off from the older version of Windows, say, for example, Windows 7 or Windows 8. But users of Windows 10 were affected by this. Now, if you've got an older style printer and you notice this month, oh, it's not printing, you can fix it yourself. Depending on which version of Windows 10 you have, going back to last week, if you press on the Windows button down the bottom left-hand corner of the keyboard and then type in WINVER and press Enter, you'll see your Windows 10 version. Now, depending on which version of Windows 10 you're running, depends on which version of the update you need to get to fix the update that Microsoft broke your version of Windows 10 with. Makes sense? Of course it doesn't, because that's Microsoft for you lately with Windows 10. There are two updates, the two fixes. One is KB456, which makes no sense. Still not finished. KB456712 or KB456713. Now, you need to look at which version of Windows 10 you're working with, which version of those updates you need to use to fix the problem Microsoft broke on your computer. Microsoft said they are not going to force you into doing these updates, but if you want your printer to work once again, you have to download the update and install it. It takes, let me tell you, about 15-20 minutes to install the updates. It's quite a large update to be installed, but after you do that, yes, your printer will once again work on your Windows 10 computer thanks to Microsoft breaking things and fixing them again. Gotta love that. On Thursday last week, the ACCC had concerns, they said, about the planned takeover of Fitbit by Google. Now, Google pretty much buys everything they possibly can. Surprise, I'm not bought by Google yet, but give me some more time, I'll get bought by Google. They announced back in November last year, the CEOs of both Fitbit and Google said the information that Fitbit users have with Fitbit won't be used for advertising purposes with Google. The ACCC is looking at the acquisition of Fitbit by Google with concerns it will, one, they'll tell a lie and actually will use the details that Fitbit users have got with Fitbit for advertising purposes, but also so that that way they have a monopoly on fitness tracking information with Google. So we'll see how that actually does things a bit later on once the ACCC finishes their inquiry into the acquisition of Fitbit by Google. Now, when it comes to Apple, things are changing massively. As I said last week, there were rumors that Apple's going to stop using the Intel CPUs for their computers and move to use the same sort of technology they're using in the iPads and the iPhones. Well, on Tuesday morning Australian time, so literally just a few hours before I start recording this, they did it. They announced that by the end of this year, they will no longer be planning to use the Intel CPUs for their computers. What this means is, firstly, they are going to be in full control of every single part involved with the making up of their computers, their phones, and their tablets. All the same sort of environment. It means for people who make programs, it'll be easier to get their programs to work on the Apple computers because the same things that they do on the iPhones and the iPads will now work on the Apple Macs without any changes being done to them at all. What it means to people who have bought a Mac recently is your computer's not going to last much longer. Apple have said they're going to be supporting the Intel CPUs for a little bit longer, a couple more years they've said. But in my experience with the way Apple does things, get ready to have a pretty much useless computer in the next 2 or 3 years as they sort of wind back support for the Intel chips and focus more on their own custom Apple processors to try and make things more under control for themselves. What it also means is that they won't be able to run Windows on a Mac the same way they have been able to do for the last few years. It does mean that Apple have organized to do like I said about last week, the Rosetta 2. They are going to be organizing a program that will be part of the Mac operating system that will allow people to have older programs and use them on the brand new Macs. How many years is undecided yet, but if experience again shows, it'll be there for about 5 years and then they'll kill that off as well, citing some security flaw that's in Rosetta 2. So if you've bought a Mac recently or looking at buying a Mac, it might be an idea to, if you're looking to buy one, hold off. If you've already bought one, you might not get as many years out of it as you thought you might have been getting. As Apple moves away from the Intel processors and moves more towards their own custom processors like they got in the iPad, the iPhone, and now, from later on this year, the Macs as well. This is Clicks Radio.